We'll be looking at Ecclesiastes.
Yes, yes.
Chapter 3. And then I'm going to read a verse somewhere else. Sitting in the house yesterday, and I got thinking about this, and I'd never get it all preached what God put in my heart yesterday. I'm going to just share a few things with you, try to be encouragement to you. I do want to say this before I start. I want to say I thank the church. I thank the church for everything you've done, the prayers, the support, everything else, and the support, I mean, coming up to the Yakin House, backing that work. I mean, every time somebody comes from the church, it's a great blessing to those people, and I say them to my people.
Yes,
amen. That's a close thing to my heart. Them people's dear to my heart. They're my they're mine. And they're my friends, my neighbors. They're my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I try my best to be a help to them every week on Monday night. And I thank the church for everything you've done to be a part of that work. It's been a great blessing. And they always tell me what a thrill it is and what a blessing it is to them when people come. And I know many of y'all have told me it's been a great blessing to be able to come. And I do thank the church for that. I want to say that. Mm-hmm. In chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up.
Yes.
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
Yes.
A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Look in Revelation. Revelation chapter 6. And just look at two verses. Let's look at verse 9. Revelation 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for their testimony which they held. Oh, excuse me. Am I in the right place? Verse 10 in Revelation. Excuse me. Verse 5 and 6. I'm sorry, I had something else on my mind. Verse 5, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his head to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Yeah.
I just got a simple thought on my heart. And that is, a day's coming when time will be no more. Time will be no more. We live in this world. Me and Brother Joe was talking about before the service. I say sometimes we're trapped in this time. I don't know if that's right. It's just a matter of fact. It's just the truth that time is a part of our existence. We can't escape it. We can't get away from it. Everything is based on time. Amen. I mean, we talk about it all the time. I tell people we spend just about all our life waiting on something. Amen. I mean, we talk about past times. We talk about future times. We talk about them running out of time. Amen. We're talking about it don't have enough time. I mean, everything's so tied to time. I mean, you had to set the alarm clock on that clock so you get up and get to work on time. Amen. Everything's on a schedule. Everything's based on time. But there is a time coming. Time will be no more. Amen. Time will be no more. I sit yesterday all day long just thinking about that. And I still don't know that I've got all that God wants to show me on this, Brother Hyatt. But it's going to be a huge difference one day to not be tied to time.
Right.
Amen. And I just have a few things I'm thankful for, Brother Dennis. I'm thankful that my time as a lost sinner is over.
Right.
Amen. You know, with time, everything has a beginning and everything has an end. Amen. The day I was born into this world, Brother Jonathan, amen. They work. They sit there and they filled out a birth certificate. Amen. It said on our Danny Wayne Blackwelder was born on this date at this time. Amen. Dr. Earl Correll delivered me into this world and there was a beginning in my life. Amen. I want to notify you, Brother Tim. Come January 19, 1995, that old man that was born in March 29, 1959 died. Amen. He come to an end. Amen. And the new man was created and moved in. Amen. I become a new creature in Christ. Praise God. I was brand new. I wasn't remodeled. I wasn't reformed. Amen. I was born again. Amen. That means I was born again. That means I started over. I didn't have no past no more. Amen. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Now, I know physically, like I said, you get that birth certificate. Well, one day when we all die, they'll make out a death certificate. Is that right? And there's a line on there where they put on there, my understanding is, says cause of death. Amen. I'm going to share this with you. Might put a heart attack on there. Amen. Might put cancer. Might put flu. Might put pneumonia. Might put injuries from a car crash. Here's my point. There's a lot of ways to death. Amen. Amen. That's why, you know, there's a lot of people in this world today telling us there's many, many ways to God. No, there ain't many, many ways to God. There's many, many ways down the broad path to hell. That's what it is, to destruction. It's just like that death certificate, buddy. There's many ways there that they say you died, but there ain't but one way for life. Amen. That's the only way you ever get life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It don't matter if it's physical life or spiritual life. God is life. Amen. He's the source of life. And that is the beginning of all life. Amen. There is no other source or no other hope for life. Amen. Is that right? Hey, there's many ways to death, but there's only one way to life. Amen. Boy, I thank God that there was a day, amen, where I met the source of life. Amen. He gave me life. Amen. Amen. That's right. And my time as a lost sinner was over. That time shall be no more. Is that right? There'll be a day that this whole world's going to come to an end. Lord's going to come back. Amen. He's going to take care of business. He's going to fix everything. Amen. There's going to be a 1,000-year reign. Amen. We know the old devil's going to get out of that pit one more time at the end of that. To tempt the nations one more time. There'll be another final rebellion. And Christ will put it down. Amen. And there'll be the final judgment. Amen. And then the new heaven and the new earth. Praise God. And time shall be no more. Amen. Is that right? Brother Robert, I'm so glad that I know when I get home, amen, I ain't never going to run out of time.
Right, right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Brother Hyatt said it right this morning. Heaven's a place of worship.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Amen. When we get around the throne one day, I promise you, once we get to singing good and it gets on and everybody's shouting praises to Him, amen, who is worthy? Praise God, ain't nobody going to be looking at their watch wondering if it's almost 12 o'clock and that line's getting long at KFC.
Yeah.
Because there ain't going to be no watch in heaven. Ain't going to be no time clock neither.
Right.
We ain't going to need one.
Right.
When we all get there, we're all going to clock in, but ain't nobody going to ever clock out.
Amen.
Is that right?
Sure.
Amen. We're going to be there for good. Amen. And it's just going to be one long day.
Amen.
There ain't going to be no time.
No.
I can't really fathom that. I can't get that in my mind, Brother Robert. Amen. I'm never going to have to wait on nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to have it. I'll have him.
Yeah.
I won't be waiting on him to return.
Right.
He will already have returned. I'll be with him forever.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I'll be in a place where time will be no more.
Right.
I'll not be limited.
Right.
Will not be limited. We're limited by time.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You can only do so much in one day. How many of us have ever said that? I can only go get so much done in one day. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to get it all done up there in one day because there ain't going to be nothing but one long day. We ain't never going to run out of time.
Right.
Amen. We ain't going to miss nothing because we wasn't on time. We ain't going to miss a thing.
No.
Amen. God's going to have it all worked out. Everybody's going to be there. We're going to all get on.
Yeah.
We're all going to get in on it.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody's going to be in their place. Is that right?
Yeah.
There ain't going to be no empty seats in heaven.
Right.
Amen. We're all going to be on time. Amen. He's going to be right on time just like he always is.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Amen. That time, Brother Robert, of having aches and pains and sickness and all that time is going to be no more.
Right.
Amen. That time of persecution, amen, is going to be no more. You're going to be in a place there ain't going to be nobody hating you. There ain't going to be nobody fighting against you. There ain't going to be nobody up there trying to pass off false religion and untruths to you. That time's going to end. That time will be no more. The days of apostasy will be no more, Brother Hyatt. Is that right? Amen. The days of temptation of the devil torturing you and trying to get you out of the will of God shall be no more.
Amen.
Time for that will be no more. Amen. And it ain't going to happen. Is that right? Amen. I know we're going to communicate with him, and I know that's prayer. But guess what? You ain't never going to have to bow your head no more at a graveside and pray for a grieving family because they've lost a loved one no more.
Right.
Them days is going to be gone. Death's going to be done away with.
Yeah.
Every tear is going to be wiped away. Every sour memory is going to be wiped away.
Yeah.
Amen. There's going to be nothing but joy. It's going to be a time of rejoicing and a time of worship and a time of prayer. Praise and a time of fellowship with him and everything negative and everything painful and everything that's against God, that time will be no more. It'll all be passed away forever. Is that right? Oh, thank boy, I'm going to tell you, that thrills my soul. That thrills my soul. We're so tied to time. Amen. I'm reminded that it says when we get there, Brother Tim says there'll be no sun. There'll be no moon. For the city will be lit by him. Because he is the light. Is that right? God gave us, we know this from the book of Genesis, God gave us the sun and the moon and the stars for the purpose of what? Calculating time. But them days of time's going to be no more. It ain't going to be no longer. Is that right? Brother Dennis, I ain't against it. I ain't against celebrating them. But there ain't going to be no more birthdays. We ain't going to never get no older. Once we get there. Is that right? Won't be no more anniversaries. Be nothing to do with time. Amen. I mean, nobody's going to sit there and get the thing and start talking to somebody and say, well, it's been 30-something years since Mama left. No, Mama's there. She knowed God. Mama ain't gone nowhere. You're going to be with her, with the Lord and Daddy, all them loved ones. Amen?
Yes.
Is that right? Time will be no more.
That's right.
Time will be no more. That's why we got a calendar. Everything's based on the day. That's all we ever live for. We live for tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. A few hours here, we'll be saying, well, it's 2018. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with saying I won't do better in the coming year. I mean, we live by that calendar. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, we get to heaven one day, Brother Jonathan. I appreciate what you said this morning. I thank you for what you said. That was good. That helped my heart. But one of these days when we get there, we ain't going to be making no New Year's resolutions. There ain't going to be no New Year. Time will be no more. Everything will be perfect. Everything will be constant. Everything will be consistent. Everything will be according to His perfect will.
Yes,
and everybody will be pulling together. Amen?
Yes.
Is that right?
Right?
Ain't nobody going to be up there saying, I got to hurry up and do this because I got to make time for something else. No, it'll be all right. Is that right?
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
No sin.
Right.
The time of sin will be over.
Right.
It'll be no more. Can you imagine that? I can appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to that, but I cannot fully grasp that and imagine what it's like for there to be no sin nowhere, in nobody, in no shape, fashion, or form. The time of sin will be over. It'll be no more. Ain't that wonderful, church? Oh, praise His holy name. I do thank God for time. That's the system He gives us. That's what we live by. I ain't saying there's anything wicked about time. You know, but in this life, brother, we have good times.
Yeah.
We have bad times.
Yeah.
Have tough times. Sad times. Is that right?
Yeah.
Have memorable times. There's some things I've done 40 years ago I don't even remember. There's some things I do that I do remember. Amen. We talk about the good old days. Church, don't get me wrong. I ain't fussing nobody, but as a man that got saved at, when he was 2 months away from turning 36 years old, I don't look back at my teenage years or my 20s and talk about the good old days. Them wasn't good old days. No, sir, but the best days of my life I'm living right now.
Amen.
Amen. Them wasn't the good old days. Them might have been in days past. And everything about it wasn't bad. I was a sinner and I was lost. I was on my way to hell, Brother Robert. But everything about them days really wasn't bad.
Right.
There's good memories back then. But them's not the good old days.
Yeah,
right now it's the good old days, buddy. The good new days, whatever you want to call it. It's the best days.
Yeah.
Amen. When I was lost. Amen. I was living according to the world. I was living day to day. Now I know God. Amen. And now I'm enjoying the best of days.
Amen.
Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
The best of times.
Yeah.
Now, there's no time like right now.
Amen.
Amen. But here's the thing I want to leave you with too. Like I said, I won't encourage you, but I just want to share a little warning with you. God spoke to my heart about. As far as this day, these days of time, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. And there's things I believe the Lord wants to use this church and us as individuals to do in days coming if He tarries. And don't waste your time. Don't waste your time on worldly matters. And worldly things. Don't let your time get eat up with entertainments and things that don't really matter. Make wise use of your time. Amen.
Yeah.
Up our yakking house where I live, I lost two here recently. You know, I say two. One of them was a friend of mine. Another one was a lady. She never came on Monday night, but I talked to her. I witnessed to her several times. And one of them passed away last Friday, and the other one passed away Christmas Eve. They ran out of time. They ran out of time. And the one that passed away Christmas Eve, that lady, she never saw it coming. They said they went in there and they found her, and she was sitting in the chair just slumped over, and it looked like she just was reading a book, and she just had a massive heart attack and probably just that quick. she was gone. 1 minute she's reading that book, next second she was in eternity. As far as I know, I don't know nobody's heart, but as far as I know, Brother Hyatt, I'm terrified that woman didn't know God. She ran out of time. How about you, Don? Do you know the Lord? If you don't, you got any doubts, I believe I'd be finding a place where I could get on my knees and cry out to God and try to get it right. Beg God for mercy. Because you don't know how much time you're going to have. You don't know.
Right.
Amen. We're trapped in time. Time always has a beginning, but it always has an end. But thank God, Brother Hyatt, one day I'm going somewhere where time's going to be no more.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. All these things tied to time.
Yes.
Be no more. Amen.
Yes.
Ain't that good, church?
Yes.
Praise God. I mean, I'm never going to sit around wonder if somebody's going to pass away.
Right.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
And the best thing, I'll be with Him. And as mad as the devil gets and all the forces of evil, they'll never stop that time from coming. Amen. I appreciate you listening.